Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcome out again. I am so grateful to have you on. So grateful for those who have been following us and been listening and tuning in. I love seeing the topics that you guys love to see as well. In fact, keep emailing me. Keep sending me messages. Chris at MoneyRipples.com. That's C-H-R-I-S at MoneyRipples. That's MoneyRipples.com. And keep sending those on. Like, I love the ideas. I love the questions. And in fact, that's what's inspiring this show today, in fact, especially as I start to listen to many people have been asking me questions and looking for answers, I realize that there's a lot that I'm not teaching you. And I mean, naturally, I can't teach you everything in a podcast, especially in 15 to 20 minute episodes. But, you know, I definitely try to do my best to create value for you guys. So you got something to chew on and at least somewhere to start, you know? So today I'm excited to talk about really what are these anti-financial advice that I give, because I really consider myself like an anti-financial advisor. I mean, most of the things that I teach, if you guys listen to my other podcast, you've probably heard that I'm not a big fan of the traditional stuff. You know, the traditional advice is what I did for 4 years. I was a financial advisor. I saw it inside and out. I saw the evidence of what people came out with. And what you're seeing is you're seeing more and more people not financially prospering, not becoming financially free. They're saving and they're paying off all their debt. And they're doing everything they're supposed to do and saving for the long haul and saving for years and saving their retirement plans for X number of years and putting in even more than what's recommended and still coming up short. And I think that's a sad place to be. And that's why I had to leave. Because I knew that people weren't getting wealthy. People weren't creating financial freedom following that advice. I didn't meet one. They weren't financial advisors. Even though financial advisors could create passive streams of income because of the stuff they sold, their clients would not get that same benefit. Their clients were hoping and praying, and they have to save like crazy. And some of you have heard other podcasts I've done where I went through the numbers, and some of you, if you want to retire like 25 years, you got to save over $8,000 a month, $8,000 a month, more than that, even have a $5,000 a month type of lifestyle. That's insane. That's craziness. And so that's where I want to talk about today. I want to talk about what advice do I give that is almost contrary to what they teach. Now, granted, you hear me talk about tracking money and doing stuff, and yes, I agree with some of that financial advice. And there's some decent financial advice out there, especially if you're just trying to get a start. I mean, if you're brand new, you've never really dealt with money before, you know, maybe you're like young, maybe you're like just out of high school or something like that, or in college, some of that traditional advice is decent. It can help. And in fact, especially because I'll tell you, what I teach here requires wisdom. It requires that extra level. And most of the people that I really talk to, a lot of the people that I really work with one-to-one, usually will say they're in two different places. Either one, they say, hey, Chris, I know I'm making more money now than I was before, but where's it all going? Why aren't I better off financially? Or they might say, hey, Chris, I've been saving like crazy, but I'm ready for my money to start working for me, so I'm not always having to work for money. And those are great questions. And that's the thing that is not being addressed by any financial advisors out there. They're not really helping you figure out like why you don't have more money. They're not really talking to you, you know, especially today. It's always about tomorrow. It's always someday down the road when you're 65 or when you decide to retire, whatever age that is, or when you eventually just die, then somehow you'll become financially free magically. But people aren't doing that. Baby boomers are retiring every single day. And still, they're like, I don't know if I can really retire that well. Maybe I'll just get a part-time job and then I'll slow down the leak of money that I'm losing every month. And they're just in a survival mode, not in a thrival mode. They're not thriving, they're surviving. So I want to talk about some of the key advice that I give and just, you know, pretty much just five, you know, four or five quick tips just to give you to help with this. Because I'll tell you, this is what changed for me. This is when I changed. This is when I was able to retire when I was 28, going against that grain, going against that financial advice I was just teaching. And I'll tell you, like, it works. I've loved watching my clients. In fact, over the last year, I've actually seen my clients free up on average about, if you take out one person, I had one person that's increasing his income by about 200 grand this year, if he does nothing else, and we'll probably find more. But still, even if I took some of the other clients I have, the average what I have this year, it's been over $34,000 a year. And just loving to see the difference in their life. And that's just in the first year. That's not talking about year after year where that number can increase some more too. So I want to give you some of this good tips. I'm not going to dilly-dally. I'm just going to give it to you right now. All right. So number one, this is critical. And this is like the crux of a lot of what I teach, is that we got to focus on cash flow, not net worth. See, everybody's telling you to build up your net worth. They're telling you to build up your savings, pay off your debt. So if essentially you have this net worth, like, right? You know, here's the thing, is that net worth is worthless without cash flow. Net worth doesn't mean anything. You can have all the savings in the world, but that savings doesn't create income for you. It doesn't create a cash flow for you to where you know that you're okay financially no matter what. If it doesn't do that, you feel like all you're doing is you have this bucket that's got a hole in it, and you just hope that hole is small enough and won't leak out too much water before you die. That's really how people are living life right now. Even if they do save up a good amount of money, and I've had a lot of people this year I've met with, or people that have sometimes like, you know, $50,000, $60,000, or even into $500,000, $600,000 in their retirement accounts or savings, and it's not doing squat for them. And they're like, Chris, what do we do? And I've even had some people where they didn't even know they had money, you know, and we had potential we could take and turn around and create cash flow with it. And that's what's so much fun, is that when you don't even see what's right under your own nose, there's money there. Every one of you have money leaks. Every one of you have money that's not being capitalized on to its fullest potential. So how do we create that? You know, how do we do more with that? And you'll hear some of these other tips as we go along. But, you know, if you just understand that it's what you have month after month, that's what makes the difference. I mean, picture in mind right now, if you had $1 million in an IRA, say it's in a retirement account, or if you're in Canada, the RRSP or whatever you want to call it, right? And say you've got $1 million sitting in that account right now, but it's not creating any cash flow. Now, granted, you know that, of course, you could cash it out and you have cash. But contrast that with even just getting an extra $5,000 a month. Which one is more valuable to you? Getting $5,000 a month forever or more, or just having money sitting in a retirement account that you know that you hope you don't run out of money? Which would you prefer? Now, if you really look at it, people say, well, I hope that money that's in there will last forever. But what if it doesn't? You know, what if you have to pull out a lot more than that? Because think about it, $60,000 a year, that's $5,000 a month. $60,000 a year for $1 million only lasts you 16 years and it's gone. And we're not even talking about inflation or anything else. But what if you have $5,000 a month, but it could increase with inflation? And so it keeps going up. Wouldn't that be cool? Even if you had $3,000 a month. I had one client where all she needed, she's like, I just need $3,000 a month. That would be plenty for me, for my sake, where I'm single and everything right now. That's all I need. And what's so cool is that we're almost there. Like, we're actually on track to getting there. So I'm getting excited just about that alone. It's just helping her get to that place. You know, probably by year two, we'll probably hit it. But, that's the thing. Now, even if this takes you 5 to 10 years, maybe even 15 years, are you okay with that? Because I'd rather have you guys at least hit your dream life and your goals within the next number of years rather than never. Right? And that's what financial advice is proven. You will never get financial freedom. It's always something else that has to happen outside of their advice that works. And that's going to be true here too. So just remember, it's about cash flow, not net worth. You know, let me throw out a little bonus too. This is something that's missing in financial advice that I see all the time. Financial advisors do not talk about how to increase your income. They might say work harder, but I think that's a crappy answer, don't you? It's like, oh, good. Thanks for that brilliant advice. Okay, I'll just work more hours. No, you don't have to do that at all. But do focus on income, not just your expenses. Now, I encourage both, right? I want you to be a wise steward of your expenses as well as your income. Some people think, especially with business owners I've worked with, they think if, as long as they make more money, their problems are solved. And that's not true. You know, there's got to be some control. There's got to be some real accountability there. And you can do it very easily without a lot of effort. But if you have that kind of accountability, yes, more income does make a difference. But the thing that financial advisors always miss is that they're just not talking about increasing your income. It's just about how to put money away, save as much as you possibly can, live on as little as you can, be as cheap as possible while you're alive. And then someday at retirement, hopefully have enough to, you know, at least have some sort of meager living that you can come off of that. That's just not cool. So a little bonus one extra here that I didn't say about, but bonus is focus on increasing your income, not just reducing expenses. All right, number two, or 2.5, or however you call it after that bonus one. Number two is it's okay to use debt and use it wisely. It's okay to use debt and use it wisely. Now, if someone is just going to blow money, I don't encourage them to get into debt. Also, people that don't know what to do with money when they have it, I don't encourage them to get debt either, because why get out all this money to then not know what to do with it? And I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of people cash out money because they hear that concept about, you know, utilizing loans or using other people's money to go and make more money than what it cost them. The problem is that if they are not wise with it, or if they don't know what to do with it, usually they'll get desperate for an answer because they realize, oh, I'm paying money per month for this money I've borrowed. Well, I better do something with it. And they throw it in something they shouldn't have. That's not cool. I'm talking about being a wise steward, and that does take training. That's one thing I do spend a lot of time teaching, and I've mentioned a little bit on these podcasts, but definitely something I teach a lot of my clients more in depth is, you know, how do you know if something's the right opportunity for you, the right investment for you? Well, that's critical. And so when you use debt, debt can be used in great ways. One of my clients, we're having them increase they have to increase their mortgage payment by a couple $100 a month. But we can get equity out of their property that they're now turning around to make an extra about $800 a month. So here's the thing. If net, you can make $600 a month for free, right? That's net. Like, you didn't have to use any of your own money, but now you're creating money without your own money. Isn't that cool? Isn't that stupid that they teach you that it takes money to make money? Well, it doesn't have to take your money. And even that's not totally true, because those of you that are in business already know that it does not take money to make money. You know, there are ways to create money from nothing. If that were the case, and even if you're not in business, you already know this to be true, because if you went to college and you were a broke college student or a high school student, you're alive today. You didn't have to have money, but you did have to figure out ways to create value so that money would be paid. And when you start to align your activities of creating income with how you create value, and that is true in investing, by the way, it's incredible what you can do with that. So yeah, debt's okay, as long as it's used wisely, as long as you're a proper steward of it. Otherwise, horrible. I'll give you an example. I had $25,000 from a business line of credit that I got, an SBA loan, when I first started one of my previous businesses. Now, that $25,000 only costed me $126 a month. Now, if I can't create $126 a month in my business with that $25,000, I shouldn't be in business. Now, the thing is, I created at least 10 times that even in the first few months. So that's the thing, is like, it's cool. Like, you do want to do that. You know, you do want to, you know, use it wisely. So it's okay to have debt. Sometimes I have people pay off debt. Sometimes I don't. Some of the biggest cash flow freed up for people is paying off the right debt, not the ones that they're traditionally recommended, but paying off the right stuff. While others, I said, no, don't pay that off. Leave it alone, because you can make more money over here than you can in the cash flow you free up over there. So don't do that. It's always case by case. Every person's different. Every situation's different. Every steward is different. But if you use your stewardship wisely, you'll find out pretty quickly which one's going to be the best course of action for you. So debt's not evil, but you do need to be careful. Don't fear it, but do respect it. Number three, up-level your team as you up-level. Up-level your team as you up-level yourself. Now, what do I mean by this? I mean, like, when you're looking to get advice, especially professional advice, don't stick with the same people you've had for years. Now, every once in a while, you get somebody who up-levels along with you, or maybe they up-level faster than you, and that's great. But for the most part, what I see with a lot of people I've met with lately is that, yeah, they have a little bit of a team together. It's usually a hodgepodge team they kind of thrown together, unlike where I have a team that's already created, and some of these people know each other, they can communicate, they get each other's perspective, and it works. And a lot of times, even people I know make really, really good money, they want a crazy, amazing life. But you can't have an excellent life if you have a mediocre team around you. your advice, the advice and the results you get will only be as good as the advice of those around you on your board of directors, so to speak, right? You got to have the right people around you. You know, I get people all the time. They're like, yeah, I've got this accountant I've used for years. Oh my goodness. Your accountant's missing stuff that even I know, and I'm not an accountant. Holy cow. Like, let's get somebody better. Yeah, but I really like them. Hey, I'm not saying they're not nice people and they're good people, but you need to up-level your team. If they're not going to up-level, don't limit yourself. Don't stay behind because they won't improve themselves because they stay with the same advice they've had. Financial advisors are like this all the time. You know, I've known financial advisors that have been in business for 30 or 40 years, but the problem is they've repeated their first year of business 30 or 40 times. They haven't really increased their knowledge. They learn about products, but they don't know anything more about money, and their lives show it. Their lives aren't any better off. They're just constantly working like it's a job, not like because they're creating financial freedom with the advice they've been given and taking themselves. It's just ridiculous. And so you've got to have a team that follows that. You got to have the right attorneys. You got to have the right insurance people and investment people in all these things. You have the right everybody. You got to up-level everything. And I know I up-level my team from time to time because I'm like, okay, I feel like this person's good, but I'm going towards great. Are they great? You know, and I have to sometimes kick people off my team and up level to somebody better. And that's fine. You know, it doesn't mean that they're bad people. It just means that I need people that are amazing, especially when my reputation is on the line and my own finances are on the line too. So that's huge. Up level your team as you up level yourself. Number four, you got to protect yourself. Or as you've heard the old rap song from the 90s, protect yourself before you really wreck yourself, right? You got to protect yourself, right? You got to protect yourself. But this is one that's missed by almost everybody, including people that make good, good money. I've met with very successful business owners where when we look at this piece, they'll say, no, I'm good here. But then I look at it, I'm like, oh, no, you're not. I mean, there's people that teach protection. Their livelihood is about being in this category. Maybe they're insurance agents or they're attorneys or whatever, but they still have holes in this area too. You got to do everything you can to get rid of scarcity, everything you can to make sure that you know that no matter what happens in your life, that one single event or one thing that could go on in your life won't take all of your wealth away. Because why build up all this money to have it taken away in one event, right? You don't want that. And so we got to make sure we protect you. And as you keep growing and improving, you got to keep protecting and growing with it. You got to make sure we're creating as much peace of mind as possible, because peace of mind creates abundance and abundance creates more money. When you're in scarcity and fear and doubt, you actually limit how much money you can make and create in your life. Don't do that. And then number five, low risk creates high returns, not high risk. If you ever have people tell you high risk creates high returns and these people are on your team, fire them. It's a false concept. Never, ever in mathematical history or history alone, when it requires people to take crazy high gambling risks to create high returns. It doesn't work. I mean, other than people that win the lottery, and there's people that get lucky, but the thing is you can't do that over and over. You can't just expect one event to make you wealthy. It's got to take multiple events. Ever watch Shark Tank? Do you guys ever watch that show? Because I love that show. You know, and one thing you'll notice is that they'll say, this is too risky for me. Think about it. They're billionaires. You know, some of them are millionaires, but others are billionaire investors that say, no, that's too risky for me. I can't do that. Why do they say that? Because they know that it's low risk that creates high returns. The lower the risk, the more money you make. Even Warren Buffett. I love when people say, well, Warren Buffett invests in the stock market. No, he doesn't. Warren Buffett buys companies, and he buys a good share of the company so he can at least get on the board of directors, if not have sole control of that company with him and his team. And then they control the company. They make sure that the results that the company gets is that they ensure their investment. They keep making money. They protect themselves, and then they make more with it. So see, the best investment for you, it's not about taking high risks. It's about taking lower risks. If you're a business owner, it might be investing in your business. And if not, it might be somewhere else too. It might be a combination of things. You know, I know in my business, I can control some of the best things. I can create some of the best money, the best returns. People ask me, well, Chris, where do you put your money? In my business. Yeah, but where else? Well, mostly my business, especially right now in my stage of my life. But you know what? I'm looking at other things and expanding. I'm looking into real estate. I've done things with commodities. You know, I've bought like precious jewels, or I've even bought like, you know, gold and silver and things like that. You know, there's all kinds of ways to do it. But the thing is, like, you, again, want things to give you low risk, but also create cash flow. That's why I love taking people's retirement accounts and then they make more money with it. It's sweet when people's like, wait, I'm actually can create retirement now. That's awesome. So that's what I mean by creating your dream life right now. It's not about 30 to 40 or 50 million years from now, right? It's about today. What can we do today? And so as I talked about, focus on cash flow, not net worth. You know, being okay to use debt, but use it wisely. Up-level your team as you up-level. Protect yourself and then create low risk to get the best investments, which I love seeing people creating cash flow from their money today. And so that's the thing, guys. If that is what I want you guys to focus on. If you remember nothing else from what I teach, remember these five or six things I told you about. Focus on income, not just expenses. Focus on creating cash flow today. And that's where your dream life comes. Is when you know you have more money coming in every month than what you spend, that's freedom. That's the real benefit of creating cash flow. Not just building up a big nest egg. That does nothing for you. It's having cash flow each and every month, knowing that every dollar you bring in stays with you as much as possible. You make money, you keep it, and then you make more on top of it. That's the key. That's the secret. All right. So I have two action items for you guys to walk away with this. I mean, one is obviously make sure you really understand this stuff. A better way to understand it, if you're in the position to do so, next month, September 16th and 17th, I'm actually doing my Wealth Empowerment Intensive, where I'm going to teach this stuff more in depth. So if you want to learn how to do this personally, like really make this stuff work, I'm doing an event next month. Again, September 16th to 17th, 9 to 5, it's in Utah. So it's just south of Salt Lake City. It's about a little less than a half hour south of Salt Lake City. So if you can be here, awesome. Great. I would love to have you there. You can actually register for that at www.moneyripples.com/wealth-empowerment-intensive. Or you can just go to the events page and you can find it there. I'd love to have you there for that. Make sure you put in the special code. If you want to register, you can get a few $100 off. Put in the code podcast. Podcast is the code. So make sure you put that in. Secondly, if you're like, hey, maybe I can't make it, or Chris, I don't even want to wait a month. I need to know what I can do. Email me, chris@moneyripples.com, and let's see if there's something we can do for you. I would love to see how I can serve you more. I want your life to change. This is why I came out of retirement, is to teach this kind of stuff. This is what drives me every day. This is what I love to do, and I love to help the right people. So if you're the person that's in that place where you say, I'm making more money, but where's it all going, or how do I get my money working for me so I don't always have to keep working for money, let me know, chris@moneyripples.com, and we'll try to see if we can do a complimentary assessment for you guys. So anyways, make a great and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you later. See ya.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.